Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello there, friends. Welcome back. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can also find them. Their actual location is along 14-mile road in Rockford, Michigan. Not only do they have Yamaha golf carts, you can get into a brand-new ATV, UTV. Motorcycle, e-bike, scooter. You name it, they have it all at Impact Power Sports. At ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Go see them along 14-mile road in Rockford, Michigan. I got one puppy on the floor. Got one here and one there. So glad you are here. I am late because I had a scheduled 10 a.m. meeting with a couple of nice people. Regarding the business side of things. Oh, so boring. I mean, not for me. It would be boring if I described it to you. But yeah, that's what I do. I had a nice meeting with these two gentlemen from a local organization about the potential of partnering up. As usual, today, I was here doing my morning radio show on Q100 Michigan, part of the Great White North, north of the hard living line, doing my thing, and I get a text message from Ben Glaze. I'm always the last to know. I see Alan writes, well, you know, actually, I take that back. Before I get into that. Ben Glaze writes, Eric, this is a great read. And it is, it looks like a screenshot from a post online, and I'm guessing Facebook. And it looks like someone has taken a screenshot of like something that I do on my page. And wrote, it is sad how petty Eric Zane is. What now? What did I? What? What is going on? I'm over here. I'm trying to fucking focus, do my job. What have I done now? So then I put two and two to make four. And I said, okay, this has got to be that belligerent bunch of animals known as the Segment 18 Facebook page. So as you know, our pals Freebear and Hot Wings, they do 17 segments every day. So somebody started a Facebook group called, hey, this is Segment 18. You can, it's a fan page. And someone has gone to my Facebook page and taken a screenshot of what I do and posted it on there and is pointing out how petty I am. Now, I've been called a lot of things, but petty just doesn't add up. Awesome, hilarious, focused, trollish, to be sure. So I don't know what that means, why somebody would say I'm petty. The people that are on that page, they think that this is all happening to their beloved Free Beer and Hot Wings because I'm petty. And it's like, no. I'm profitable. I'm trying to make money. And I figured out some time ago that there is money to be made. Greg even said it himself. Some people are making a living off of hating on the show. And I don't hate the show. I love the show. I'm so thankful for the show. So I don't hate. And yes, I am making a living off of it. So that's not being petty at all. But people say that, yeah, he's petty. Okay, whatever. And that happened again. So this guy here, this Andrew guy, it is sad how petty Zane is. And then he actually posts my description of the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, which I wrote, Ben clips. Ben's clips feature a couple of sweet Free Beer brain tumor talk moments. Kelly queefs out another throat death rattle. The jokes were flying with the crew. Thank God the Burn King let everyone know he was just, well, you know. Hot Wings hot take about car headlights features the gang ripping on him. Free Beer makes a deep pull of an attempt, too deep of a pull in an attempt to make a joke. Hot Wings laugh talks his way through his hot take. Ben breaks down an all-timer 17-minute segment about how picky are you. Free Beer spells out a word to make sure there was no confusion. That was the Cole moment. So this guy shows what I'm doing there. A cool discussion about digital coupons in San Diego. Boy, when I write out these topics that they talked about, they look even more ridiculous than when you hear them. Kelly goes hard in the paint to talk about how her clothes fit her. That's ridiculous. So that's all in a week's worth work for me. So I don't know why the guy would highlight that. So that's what happened. And then I commenced to checking out what they all wrote. And then I had to get in on the act. Now, I think I'm going to cut to... well, no, I can't. Let me talk about what Wombat Pat says, who seems like he's smart. He also is quite witty. I don't actually like getting into a war of words with him because he's pretty good at it. This is a Wombat Pat right here. Now, this is a very typical appearance of the normal Free Beer and Hot Wings show audience member. They don't really have a lot going in the looks department, as you can see. A lot of the misfits of the community. You know, like when you're walking through Meijer and then you happen to go by like the aisle where they have like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and fucking Legos and shit. A guy like looking like this will be in there. No offense to Gabe, the Honduran, who told me he plays with Legos. So that is fairly normal appearance to the typical FBHW audience member. They have aged out all of the people that are normal, like the ones that listen to this show. It should be noted that this guy, who might actually look like a normal human being if he didn't look like a caveman, is blind. He can't see shit. Like, you'll actually see this fucker walking around downtown with his cane. He's pretty independent from what I'm gathering. Well, he gets annoyed with the people who are commenting about me. He writes, you know, if you just ignore him, he'll eventually go away. I don't know about that, but he's right. Making these types of posts just validates him. Adam writes, people like this are fueled by our attention. Every time we acknowledge him, it only makes it worse. So there are people that are in that fold that are understanding what's happening. Those are two correct statements. Adam says, Wombat Pat says, it's true. I enjoy talking shit to him if he has already found his way to a conversation. But other than that, I don't like to talk to him. He is not worth my time. Jessup says, also, we've been hoping he'll go away regardless after so many years. It really doesn't matter. I don't think. Ever here can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think this is more a case of old dog refusing to learn anything. So what you have here is some outstanding points. Nothing incorrect has been said yet. Wombat says, I know people keep bringing him up in this group, whether he went away or not. We wouldn't know he existed if people would just shut the fuck up about him. People making angry posts about him is giving him exactly the fuel he needs to continue. He enjoys it, and he always has. That's literally what he did when he was on the show, is irritate everyone to get a reaction. My God, you people should listen to this blind fuck. Okay? Nick says he feeds off the negative. Correct. So then let's jump ahead to what I wrote, because I said, I got to contribute to this. Hello, LARPers. I only show up when you lonely people mention me. Why do you do this? I hate to say it, but the blind mutant has it right. My brilliance is validated when you cuties cry. Don't do that. I don't have the time to make fun of homely Renfair losers, drunks, and drug-addicted fools. That will give you more time to listen to great bits like how often do you wash your clothes, and we'll give you the condiment and you vote if it goes in the fridge or not. It is also important to note that I'm better than all of you. Ciao, EZ. Ross says, Zane and his show are such trash. Alan Martinson, who's in my chat now, says he's just a big fan of the show and he's also a fellow LARPer. No room for judgment here. Robin says he really is trash. He'll always be butthurt for getting canned. It's funny in a sad kind of way. Bryce says, what a sad human. I hope you get the help you so desperately need. Move on, man. Didn't you threaten to kill yourself after you left? There are a few that have snuck in like Logan and said various nice things, but those are boring. I appreciate it, but it's who cares about. Nick writes, when you post about him, it fuels a fire. His internet radio character is pure troll. He was talking about how women who choose not to have children are scum. Boy, when you read it out of context, it sounds so fucking bad. He was trying to troll Kelly and Maitland ahead of Mother's Day. No, I wasn't. That's not what I was attempting to do. I never spoke of them. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But he inadvertently roasted at least his youngest daughter, who is marrying a transgender man. So children is already not an option there. Well, that's not true at all. They can both have babies. What are you talking about? Madison can have a child, and so can Ash. I think it would be Madison, though, because Madison, isn't in the process of changing her gender right now. So that's an inaccurate statement. Kim says, I'm not a fan of his approach, but you are off here. Children are an option, just not in the traditional sense. So now that conversation has started. Nick says, did you listen to the segment? Because I did. It was absolutely talking about having children in the traditional sense. Women giving birth to their own children. Science is still too far away for two women without any addition of sperm to create a child. And then Kim writes, I gave birth to my child and I'm a lesbian. Ding dong doesn't have any idea about anything. So now let's review here. How did this all get started from my standpoint? My role in this was sitting here minding my own business. I'm not involved. And some guy wakes up, goes screenshot, screenshot. I'm going to run over to this group of 20,000 people and I'm going to publicize Eric Zane's show for him. What? Jeremy says, I made a clip of the end of your show on Friday. I'll get to that. My God. Yeah, I don't know what else I can do. I mean, I have a lot of irons in the fire. I'm busy doing many, many things. I'm not exactly time heavy. Where, I mean, if my name comes up, I mean, I do look at it, but I only want to contribute if you're talking about me. Okay, so honestly, if you are talking about me, yeah, sure, I'll get involved if you want. I mean, I know the guy who runs the page, and he and I are cool. So what do you expect me to just sit there? Of course I'm going to contribute to it, because when I have people posting what I'm talking about on Who Are These Free Beers, that is very good for business. I didn't seek you out. I only did this when you started to talk about me. And, you know, believe it or not, I have had many, many times people who see and hear about me. Because if you post what I talk about on Who Are These Free Beers and 20,000 people in a group of Facebook group that has 20,000 people, you may not think, but there are going to be people who are kind of on the fence about the show. And I gain audience one at a time. So if one at a time sees or hears, you know, let's say I garner some attention from someone who might think that that show is just okay. And they're like, oh, but this I like because I think the same thing that he thinks, that sometimes this show is bullshit. I think I'll check this out. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's all bonus promotion for me. I didn't seek that out. I mean, I publicized my show, Who Are These Free Beers, earlier a couple days ago, which was deleted after a day. But I only did that after I was getting the shit beat out of me. Ben says, Freebird and Hot Wing Show talks about texts and emails that come into the show that are unflattering too. Yeah, I credit them for that. Chris says, I like the one post that said, I'm amazed he has been able to make a living by managing to pull enough material from this terrible show. Alan says the admin of that page doesn't even listen. Yes, that would be Will. Fortunately, he's very, very busy. He says he maintains it just for the fans. I showed that exchange via Messenger yesterday on this show. Chris comments on Wombat Pat. It's hard to Facebook fight with Pat. He never lets anything get to him. If he does, he doesn't let you know. Correct. That's formidable. You never want to let them know where they're getting you. I agree with that. Tophus says, I really thought you might have been exaggerating about the whole LARPer thing, but everyone posting there defending FBHW looks like fucking LARPers. Yeah, if you ever want to, okay, go to that page, segment 18, join it, and then just random person, click on their name and look at their profile pic. More often than not, you will get the idea that that's who is the audience. It's true. Molly says, I mean, I like your show, EZ. I didn't understand it at first, but it's fun here. Some of the stuff I still question, but for the most part, it's fun here. And yes, I know I give you shit some days, but you take it well. I'm always curious into the mind of the average audience member. Some of the stuff I still question. So if you're me in my brain, so she's got all sorts of nice things to say there. But the only thing I'm interested in is the line, some of the stuff I still question. That's all I care about. What? What could you possibly question? Tophus says, I hate it when you get, he describes it as a Ross. What do you mean by that? I hate it when you get a Ross or a blind beard saying that the show sucks, but gives no examples as to why. Molly gets more specific. Regarding some of the stuff I still question, like the outlandish stuff that it's like, is he really saying this? I can't think of anything off of the top of my head, but you know. Oh, yeah. Look, if something I say strikes you as something that if I said it on the street, I'd get the shit kicked out of me, then you're getting it. Then you're getting what I'm trying to do there. Can you imagine if someone actually was serious when they said all women who choose not to have children are scum? I mean, that, who the fuck would do that? Or suggesting that the crazy factor and the idiot factor and how I hate people who defend the country. I throw shit at the wall, and based on the reaction that I get, that then will determine whether or not I continue down that road. This happened recently on Who Are These Broadcasters? A few weeks ago, we were talking about wrestlers, and I said, wrestlers are stupid. Greco-Roman college wrestling. They're stupid. They're the type of people who go in the military. And some guy was so ruined by that. One guy. One. Now, that, he then gave money. He did a super chat to demand an apology. Now, if you do that, you are now indicating that I have succeeded in doing what I attempted to do. So now there is nothing more you can do. If you had remained quiet, there would have been no more discussion of such a stupid thing. But since just one person voiced their opposition to that, that means it's now a thing. So now the hilarity goes from saying something that is so ridiculous to now repeatedly saying it to annoy you and piss you off and laugh in your face repeatedly. That's how this works. You see, I've been doing this since about, If I was born in 1970, I probably learned to talk sometime around two, say, words. So I would say for nearly 53 years, that's been what I've become the best at. That is what's known as my wheelhouse. And astonishingly, I keep improving. I was great at it at age three. Think about how much I've done this and I've made you laugh over the years. Great example. Tophus says, playing the Fat Albert theme when Al Roker got on the phone to do an interview to talk about how he's lost weight. And just listening to the silence while EZ holds back his laughter. That shit was great. Exactly. I was plotting it for hours. Hey, Al Roker coming up. And I went, I knew at the beginning of that song, the oot, 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 was all that was going to get through. And then the immediate scrambling and silence as I threw that goddamn hand grenade into the room. That took an interview. I've said this many, many times. That would be 1,000,000% forgettable to an all-timer. What about saying that all nurses are sluts? Outstanding. Again, I came up with that. What about all teachers are overpaid? Correct. Great example. I have fun with that one here at the house because, you know, my wife's a teacher. Ben says saying venison was poverty food. Thank you, Ben Glaze. Another outstanding example. So many people calling in because doing the show in an area that is, you have this one hamlet of normal city for a few blocks surrounded by degenerates and losers who, like, that actually is how they feed their family. Imagine somebody going on the radio and saying, you feed your family with poverty food. Fucking awesome. Now, as time passed and my work on that show was done, I can never go back. There is no room for an asshole who says that teachers are overpaid, veterans are stupid, single women should not have children, or single women women who don't have children are scum. There's no place on the radio for that asshole. The only place that that idiot can be is on a podcast. Jeremy says, asking a homeless guy, what are the advantages of being homeless? Not a troll. Actually, a legitimate question. I would say the skill set that took the longest to develop for me was asking appropriate interview questions. However, it was great hilarity in asking inappropriate interview questions and not meaning to ask inappropriate interview questions. Tophus says every other day was an attack on Hot Wings. And of course, that was the only way to make him a valuable resource on the show. He has no other discernible ability whatsoever. He is, unfortunately, useless. There has never been a more inept broadcaster in the history of the medium.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto, American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Zero ability. If Hot Wings, if something unfortunate happened at some time during the tenure of us doing the show and he was out, he would not be able to work in the industry anymore. Zero ability. None. There's a reason why when the Burn King is not there that he doesn't lead the show. He doesn't know how. And I don't think that's not a personal shot at him. It's just the way it is. Him being a nice guy and, you know, going with the flow has allowed him to carve out his space. And, you know, he was a founding member of the show and his name's on the sign, so he needs to be there. But outside of his name, there is nothing. He has no capability whatsoever. Ben Glaze says, I'm assuming, which is why he was almost fired a couple of times. Three times. Jim Pemberton wanted to fire him. Nassau Broadcasting wanted to fire him. Free Beer wanted to fire him. I shouldn't say fire. I'll never forget where I was. Where they broadcast from used to be one building. It's now three. There was a glass enclosed entryway that was kind of like a terrace in between the two buildings. It's where the elevators were. Right outside of TGI Fridays, the entrance from inside of that area. I'm looking at Freeber. Of course, I'm looking up at him because he's taller than I am. And he says, I want to cut Hot Wings pay. I go, what? I want to cut his pay. Why? I know why, but I'm like, come on. We're all making a fucking king's ransom here. We're making $500,000 a goddamn year, Greg. Why do we want to do this? And Greg was frustrated because he felt Hot Wings didn't contribute. And I'm like, well, yes. But do we really want to do that? At this point, we're still strong business partners. I was never really that friendly with any of those people, but we got along. And I'm like, I don't know, Greg. It seems like that's the way the band breaks up. Piano Finger Banger says, how many years into the show was this convo? I would say it was 2014, 2015. I'm going somewhere with this because it ultimately turned on me. So I'm like, well, I don't know, man. So I was opposed to it. And then I remember where I was as this was percolating. He's actually going to corner him and give him a pay cut based on not the GRD money, not the Town Square money, but the Compass Media money. So let's say Danny Hunchback earns a dollar. I think it was 47 cents goes to Peter. And then 50 goes to Eric, Greg, Chris. And then Steve would get 3%. Something like that. So then we are, Town Square sells an ad. That formula works. What do we get for our 47 cents that we're paying Peter? Infrastructure. He has a sales team selling it. He has somebody beating the pavement trying to get new stations on. That's how syndication works. We were his first show. He was doing business out of his suitcase. Like, all right. And he immediately got us some stations. Like, all right, fuck this shit. This is great. So he wanted, so of the 50%, let's just do the math. We're each dividing 50 cents up 33 and a third each. He wanted those percentages to change. He wanted to take Hot Wings' percentage of that, give him a haircut, and Greg and Eric take it. And I'm like, well, I'm not for this, so that's going to be weird. I don't know if this is a good idea. This is how bands break up. Then I was seated at my kitchen table, and he was going to tell him like the next day. And he had second thoughts, and he backed out of it. And I was like, oh, thank God. Now, what he was upset about was he felt like, and he said to me, he goes, Eric, you drive content with the things you talk about. You don't necessarily have to do anything more than just show up. For some reason, that works. You also, you know, you'll be the idiot. You'll be the one that's lampooned or whatnot. Okay, great. So he had no problem with me. But then he did develop a problem with me. That changed when we were driving back from Kokomo, Indiana. And we're sitting there. It was just Eric, Greg, Chris in the car. And he said, I think I should get more points. I think I do more than you guys. I think I should get more points. So now I'm out, and I'm mixed in with Hot Wings. Now he thinks we both should do this. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Chris says, quote, and I do word scrambles and make inappropriate comments toward the females on our show. Man Bun Chris says, imagine the nerve of saying that out loud. So I think he wanted 10 points. So do the math. I give up 5 points and Hot Wings gives up 5 points. I'm pretty sure I'm accurate about that. So that means Greg would get 43% of 50 cents, right? And EZ and Hot Wings would get 28. So we agreed to, okay, can we get back to you with that? Yeah, sure. But the thing about Greg was when he brought that up, it wasn't like, it was all business and he's agitated. He hated that. He hated that he hated us when he was saying it. And we're like, oh boy, he's not happy. So not happy and he wants more money. Well, let's make him happy. So I'm talking to Hot Wings. I go, hey, dude, we're making a ton of money. Let's give him what he wants and be done with this. Then he has no leg to stand on. We'll give you the 10. And then, because Greg would, he'd get to work very early. He would read the show prep. At that point, we weren't really doing a show. The last 2 years was kind of mailing it in anyway. So he would read Wise Brothers Media and write in things like Guy Rescues an Otter and Catchphrases for Your Mom and those types of bits. So he would get there early. And then he would also conduct the business of the show, like write checks to people and write the Dumber Than Zane trivia winners and all this little busy admin type work. We didn't do any of that. We would just show up, do our thing, get the fuck out of there. Four in the door. So I said to Hot Wings, I go, yeah, dude, let's just step over the nickels to pick up the dollars. And he goes, I agree. So now Hot Wings and I are in the same boat. We call him, yeah, but buddy, we're all about it, man. We had like a 3-way phone call. Yeah, for sure. You know, you're right. We just wanted him to stay happy so he'd shut the fuck up. Okay. At that point, we're like, this show's over. We're fucking cooked. There's no way. It's because there's resentment, you know? He's obviously not happy about something. And he's resenting. So there you go. That's ultimately how it unfolded. Tofus calls Greg a fucking scumbag. Well, I don't know if it's a scumbag. Should have punched him right in the cocksucker instead of Joe. Well, you see, I think that's over the top. I think that's kind of on brand. Greg fights all these little internal mental battles. And, you know, he might put on a happy face and act like everything's great. But this is a challenged, bankrupt individual. Okay? Don't let the facade fool you. All we did with that was buy time. The end was near either way we looked at it. I mean, especially for me. I have no business being in that medium and being as honest as I am. None whatsoever. There's no way. Radio doesn't have a place for me. First of all, it's gotten to be kind of like a wasteland with so many talents being laid off. I think that eventually it would have happened. I'm glad to be in the space that I'm at right now. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a lot more work. A lot more work. But I still call my own shots. And I still have fun. I still enjoy this. I get excited every time a fucking camera goes on. I don't give a shit if I'm talking to one person or 30. You know, I don't even know how we got on this topic. I mean, I know generally we started talking about the good folks on the Segment 18 page. And if you really want a good thread, go over to that page and just read it. I'm not asking you to bang the drum for me. I don't ever want. If you do, you do. I'm not making you do that. At least not this time. I don't care. I'm just shocked that so many people are like, oh yeah, let's get him. He's petty. He's mad because he got fired. No, I'm really not. I'm really not at all. Someone said, made a comment about if he would have just kept his mouth shut, he would have. I mean, truth be told, let's say I didn't get fired. I would probably still be there, but I'd be very watered down, probably acting and thinking the same way as that show is. And that's not a terrible thing. But I still think that eventually I would have said or done something ridiculous to get my ass shown the door. And again, I'm just happy it happened that long ago so that I could figure things out the way I have. I think I've done okay enough. Ben Glaze with a very kind comment. He says, it's crazy how you alone do a better show than six people. Wow, that is outstanding. High praise, my friend. I appreciate you. Ben Glaze had a rough day yesterday. Ben really doesn't like to break people's heart, and he feels bad when someone talks to him. Okay, Ben got put in the crosshairs. Ben was announced as the funniest comic in Grand Rapids by Grand Rapids Magazine. He bought the magazine and he opened up the magazine with his beloved wife with him. She had made him a nice recognition, like a plaque. Ben had purchased a bunch of tickets to go to the event where there he'd be honored in front of his peers. Never mind the fact that he hadn't done comedy in a year. He was still number one. You see, it went on to be like, voted on by the readers of the magazine who voted online. And We talked about it here, and I guess it worked because they sent him a note saying, congrats, you're the guy. So Ben buys a magazine, the hard copy magazine. He opens it up, and it says funniest comedian, and it's not his name. It's some lady who I don't know. That's been a topic on here for some time. Ben was upset. His family was coming in to go to the thing and cheer him on. And they spent good money on tickets for this event. He eventually got his money back from those tickets, but he had been telling the tale. And so I got this text message yesterday. I talked about this on the Patreon, but it's so worth talking about again. God damn it. I thought I was in trouble. I get a text. The girl who was named the funniest comic, she wrote a note to Ben Glaze on Messenger. Hi, Ben. It was really nice to hear that I was called a dumb bitch and a dyke on your podcast. I had no idea about the mix-up or the situation with us being both announced as winners. So that Ben feels like an asshole. He's like, holy shit. So, I mean, I would. So, the next thing I thought was, well, that's got to be me saying that. And then I started to think, I go, no, I wouldn't have called her I wouldn't have said dyke. I wouldn't have said that. But dumb bitch is definitely in my wheelhouse. But I just don't remember saying it. I was like, I don't know if I did or I don't know if I didn't. So Ben probably thinks it's me, which is on brand. You remember the time when we made fun of that retarded kid with the speech impediment who was selling pumpkins and tried to get a fucking dog? What do you call it? What do they call those things? Care dog? Service dog? And I made some crack about the kid's speech impediment. He was selling pumpkins to get the dog. So the dad calls me and screaming at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what. I drove to the guy's house to buy the goddamn pumpkins. I bought $500 with pumpkins. My car was like weighed down. It was like popping a wheelie from pumpkin weight. Yeah, yeah. Here, let me help you out. I knew I was in good shape because I got out of the car and the guy's like, hey, sir. And he's kind of disappointed, but he's willing to forgive. And he goes, I just can't believe Ben said that. I go, I'm like, holy shit. He thinks Ben said it. No, I didn't. He didn't say it. I said it. I go, yeah, I know, man. He's an asshole. Gave him his fucking $500. Loaded up the car with pumpkins. Got the fuck out of there. I wrote to Ben. LOL, LOL. Did you call her a fat bitch or did I? He says, not me. Well, I'm like, well, it's got to be me then. And then I thought about it. I go, well, Ben does another podcast too. Maybe it was on Balls Out with Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes. What episode? I'm wondering. And he wrote, I'm not sure. Ben says, yeah, I'm pretty sure both you and Brett called her a dumb bitch. And I wrote, oh, yeah? And I don't remember, but it's entirely possible. Don't ever ask me to what I talk about. I have no fucking idea. And I wrote, well, did she clarify? And he wrote, it looks like she's referencing Balls Out, so it must have been Brett. Brett Hayes called her a dumb bitch. Yeah, so I'm off the hook. I did not call. I mean, it does sound like something I'd say just to be an idiot, but I sincerely doubt I did. Now, if I did call her that, it's not like I mean it. I say that teachers suck and are overpaid. Do I mean that? No. He wrote, yeah, she just sent a timestamp on Balls Out. So then I looked her up and I'm like, well, yeah, she's cute. And she's got massive cans too. Then I zoomed in on her cans. And I wrote, are you going to respond to her? He says, yes, I told her I'd cut it out of the podcast. Now, I had members of my audience, including some of the ladies, saying, well, now I hate her. If she's going to be a comedian, she's got to have thicker skin. And you know I know about thicker skin. I've got the thickest skin. And I wrote, you should have her on the podcast. Just don't tell Brett. And then you can have have Brett deal with her. Set it up. He wrote, oh, hell no. And then I wrote, I'm going to invite her on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I mean, that's seriously perfect, right? This is a saga. This has turned into a gift that keeps on giving. By the way, she looks adorable. She's probably very funny. I don't know. Well, no, she's probably not. Everybody knows that there is no such thing as a funny lady comic. That does not work. It's right up there with a funny radio host. You can be an interesting... There's only one funny radio host that is a female that I know of, and that is Kelly Cheese. And she's only kind of funny. She's interesting, but she's and kind of funny. He wrote, please don't, LOL. Yeah, as great as women are, everybody knows that there are some things that a man can't do and there are some things that a lady can't do. Off the top of your head, go. You don't believe me? Try these things. Ask them a direction. North, south, east, or west. Doesn't matter. Ask them. Driving. They're all bad. Ben Glaze says Nikki Glaser is funny. No. They just like her because she talks like a dude. Not funny. And comedy. Outside of that, they can do everything a guy can do except dunk or play all sports. Aram says Kelly Cook is good. Don't know who that is. No one's ever heard of her. Can't be that great. I don't even know what she does. Is she a basketball player? Is she a comic? Does she drive? Jeremy says, uh-oh. They also cannot effectively lose weight. Okay, now the heat is off me and it's on Jeremy. Jeremy is busting the balls of the other members of the Fat-a-thon. Yeah, I don't know that that's true. Rebecca has lost 14 and a half pounds in 16 weeks. Let's do some easy math there. That's almost 1 pound a week. Now, granted, that's not as much as you. But that's still pretty good. Being that you have lost 99.2 in 35 for an average of 2.83. Okay, great. You're kicking her ass. But she's still doing okay, Jeremy. All right. Rebecca says, I'm also fairly certain I could crush you. Oh, yeah. You'll get no argument from me on that. Tophis with the point, I think a power couple was just born. You know, that's interesting. Because Rebecca has her sights set on the next Mr. Rebecca. I know that. Okay. And I think Jeremy might be the type of project you're looking for. Again, he is 100 pounds less disgusting than he was 35 weeks ago. And while he still is fucked, he's much better now than he was. So I think that you two, as part of Fatathon, should actually consider making your own gravy while you still can. Tophis makes the point, making fun of someone is a form of flirting. Jeremy says, squish my skull like a watermelon. Yeah, I think these two, the sparks are fucking flying in front of our eyes right now. Without a doubt. All right. So, in closing on this topic, I am very appreciative of the promotion I've gotten in front of 20,000 people on the fantastic Freebird and Hot Wing Show segment 18 page. It's allowed me to spend plenty of time talking about that and going back into the archives of my brain to give you some outstanding stories, which is part of what I do. And it's therapy for me. This makes me feel good. God damn it. So thank you. I have an hour of broadcast illustrating just how magnificent I am at speaking. And yeah, that's that. For the folks who are watching on Facebook and on YouTube, thank you. I appreciate that so much. But I have to send you on your way. There's more to the show today. But it is available only on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and just search @@EricZaneLive. I have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for more content every day. I have 54 episodes of Who Are These Freebeers and 1,524 episodes of the Patreon bonus podcast, the Lost Zane recordings, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. There's a lot there. You'll never run out of things to listen to between my free platform and Patreon. Download the audio of my free show wherever you download shows. Send me an email on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to Berlin Raceway, racing this weekend, and I will be there. Who wants to go racing? Come hang out with me at the races. That is the 17th, 4 p.m. start. If you want to go to the races with me, just go to their website, berlinraceway.com, and buy your tickets for $14 a pop. 15 and under free, parking free, bring in a cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller with all your snacks and your soft drinks. No glass, no alcohol, always a good time at Berlin Raceway. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.